Hello, West Liberty. This is Pierce. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. For today's broadcast, we have a very special guest joining us today. His name is Danny Mayers. He is a current employee at WTRF News 7 TV in Wheeling, West Virginia. He has been currently working there for 25 years as a videographer. He is from Bridgeport, Ohio. He's lived there his whole life. He's graduated from Ohio University with a bachelor's degree in telecommunications. And hey, Danny, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, Pierce. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. So for today's broadcast, I'm just going to just briefly start this off by I'm going to ask you to just give a little bit about your background first. Do you know how you started, from where you came from, like what interests you, that you wanted to get into, like the camera business, like, and what made you want to join like the news, industry, and just a little bit of background about yourself, man. Here, I'll let you take it from here, man. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I got into the business. I started my interest in the business, kind of, it was a random, type thing. I just sort of, met somebody who was involved in the business, who was a videographer. I was living in the Baltimore, D.C. area at the time, and a guy that lived down the road was a videographer at a TV station there in Baltimore, and, you know, I would, you know, talk to him. He would tell me about his job, and it sounded really fascinating, and I was when I left Baltimore, I came back to this area, to the Ohio Valley, and re-enrolled in Ohio University, studied telecommunications, and actually started my career at WHIZ in Zanesville. I worked there for a year, and then I got on at WTRF, and I've been there ever since.
Sweet, man. I just had a quick question for you. Is that place over in Zanesville still open? Because I actually have heard about that place like once or twice, but I never knew if that place was actually still open or not. Like if it was still like a radio business.
Yeah. They are still on the air. I believe they are a NBC affiliate, and they're just like a very, very small station, but they are still in operation.
Gotcha. Sweet, man. That's cool. So I did a little bit of research about, the radio station you work for at News 7, and I actually just saw recently that you guys celebrated your 80 years birthday of being live on air, man. How does that make you feel?
That's quite an accomplishment, and I'm, proud to be a part of that. We've had a lot of people over the years who have moved on to even the national level with Bob Orr. He was a CBS correspondent for years, and Faith Daniels, who was I believe she was on Good Morning America for a while. So,
wow, sweet.
A lot of people, to be in the company of those people. I mean, it's quite an honor.
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, if I was a part of that business, man, I would definitely feel like somewhat of honor. I mean, if you think about it, 80 years is a really long time. That's definitely a long time.
To be able to stay on the air here in a small town like Wheeling and to be able to hold our own for that long, that is quite an accomplishment.
Of course. So I did a little bit of research about yourself. I did some research on you. Is it true that when you started out your videography, that you did sports stuff you did news stuff?
I did a lot of sports, shot a lot of sports, and I still do sports. As a matter of fact, I'm headed up to New Philly to cover Steubenville's playoff game tonight. But I've done a lot of sports over the years, and got to do some really amazing things. Got to cover a number of Steeler games, pretty much anything that you can think of. Ohio State,
wow,
Mountaineers.
Yeah.
Pirates, Penguins, you name it. I've been able to do it. And that's the great thing about this job is you really do get to do a lot of things that, that you normally wouldn't get to do on a day-to-day job. And so, yeah, it's been, you know, some really amazing experiences over the years.
Yeah, and that really is a big, like, it's very admirable for me to hear that from you, saying all the events and stuff, all the big NFL games and college games and high school games that you've attended. I've always dreamt of doing that, in my future, for a future profession. You know, I've always thought it'd be cool to just go to the events like that and actually get to meet people, celebrities, or or just meeting new people in general and just creating contacts with new people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and this job is a perfect way to do it. I mean, you know, you get to do a lot of different things, and you know, I'm not going to say every day is the perfect day. You know, you have to cover a lot of things and see a lot of things that you don't want to see.
Oh, of course.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, pretty much every job has its good and its bad days, and so there is a downside too. But you know, overall, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Of course.
There's just so many things that I've got to take part in over the years, and you know, just knowing. What's going on, you know, in your local area, and you know, just being informed and helping other people, you know, be informed as well is I really enjoy it. And I still do.
Of course, yeah, of course. So I'm gonna bounce back and forth here between questions. So a big question that's somebody like yourself is that I would definitely like to ask you is so. From over the years, how much would you say that the radio and just in general, broadcasting and radio over the years, how much do you think that has changed? Do you think it's changed in a positive way, or do you think that it has become more difficult for certain people to actually host different events or go here and do things? You know what I mean?
There's a lot of changes over the years, mainly involving you know, technology, but now even the way news is how people get their news these days. There's still, you know, television news. We still have your traditional 6 and 11 o'clock news, and you know, a lot of people you know, do, you know, certainly, you know, look to that for information, but, you know, for the most part, it's more, instantaneous,
sure.
The way, you know, to get their information, you know, with social media and stuff like that, it's, you know, it's available at people's fingertips. And so it's, you know, we've had to, as a station, you know, adjust to that over the years. And, you know, we have our Facebook page and, Twitter which is X now, I guess. And,
yeah.
And all those things. You know, Instagram plays a big part in it, and you know, that's the way, you know, people basically get their information now. So we are, you know, having to put a lot of our focus in those areas as well as the on air broadcast.
Sure, sure. Now, do you think? I mean, this is your personal opinion. I'm not sure if this is gonna happen or not. But do you think that in about 15 or 10 years from now, do you think that all of on air, being on television, and on the news, especially on television itself, do you think that it will someday it will all be on the phone, on social media, it won't be even on television anymore, do you think? Or do you think that it still will be on television?
Well, that's a good question. I really hope it doesn't go, you know, completely away on television. And I really don't think that it will, because as long as there is, you know, local television, you know, I think there'll be, you know, a need for news broadcasts and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I think the main part of it will be more of, you know, social media, online, you know, type stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to get your input on that, just because I've always been very curious of that myself. You know, because of how much technology is advancing nowadays, it's really hard like to actually debate like if that actually will happen or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah.
So now, I'm gonna ask you kind of a serious question here, and I am not a fan of bringing up COVID, but I'm just gonna ask this big question for you: how during the pandemic, how much did COVID actually affect the station where you work at specifically? Like, did you guys have to still come into work, or did you guys work online, or yeah?
There's a few people at our station new station, television station has, several different departments. There's, news, and there's sales, and technical engineering and stuff like that.
Sure.
Now, a lot of the people that didn't have to be there, the ones that could work remotely, mainly sales, they did work remotely, so they didn't come in every day. Mm-hmm. They basically had to work from home. The news department, we were pretty much there every day. There were, a few people that worked from home here and there, but, it's not, you really can't, it's difficult for news to work, from home, because we have to, be out and, out and about throughout the area to gather our stories.
Of course.
So, we still had to work. Now, the way that we gathered our stories was, tended to be a lot different, a lot more Zoom interviews and, telephone interviews and stuff like that, as opposed to, going to somebody. We had, for our interviews, we had like extenders for our microphones, so that, yeah, we could, we wouldn't have to get as close to people and stuff like that. So there were a few precautions and a lot more, remote, Zoom calls and stuff like that. But, for the most part, it's almost like the mail. The mail has to go through, and, the news still has to get out there. So yeah, we were still out there, doing our thing.
True. Yeah. 100%. I understand, the whole process of why you guys have to, keep broadcasting, all the information to people still has to come out, because especially during the pandemic, if all of the radio stations actually stopped, all of their broadcasts for a while, a lot of people would have to rely on social media, and a lot of people who are of the older generation don't even have social media. You know what I mean? So it's kind of,
exactly.
Yeah. So it's very, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, it was, really more important during that time, more than ever, for us, yeah, to be out there, because, people didn't know what was going on. A lot of people were locked down. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of businesses closed, and, people,
right, and
going off. So it's more important forever for us to be out there and bring in the information that, whatever we could.
Well, and especially around that time, a lot of, I'm talking millions of people, quit their job, their own businesses and their jobs. And even to this day, there are millions of people who are on self-employment. I think is what that's called, when they are still getting money from the government. I'm not sure if that's what that's called or not, but I think that's what that's called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyhow, alrighty. Well, Danny, we're going to take a short break here for about 2 minutes. I am going to bounce to a few questions here in the next segment about, how much or how different you guys are able to, to get ratings per commercial or per event you do, and how you guys are able to manage certain situations. So I will be getting into that here shortly after this short break here in about 2 minutes. So We will be right back. West Liberty, you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We're college radio and we're passionately vocal, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of feeling run down from your same old playlist?
Ready, go!
Come boost your mood while tuning into WGLZ 91.5 FM with a playlist that is straight fire. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Hello, West Liberty. This is Pierce. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. We took a short break. We're here with our special guest still, Danny Mayers. He's the cameraman that works at the radio station. Hey, Danny, you still doing okay, buddy?
Yeah, still hanging in there.
Good. Always good to hear. So, in this segment, I'm going to ask you just a few more questions about your job and how like the whole curriculum works. And I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to bounce right back into it. So I did some research, and I actually saw that years ago when at certain radio stations, you guys, instead of going off of likes, you guys were based off of ratings instead of likes. And of course, nowadays, how all that's changed. Now it goes off of, I think it goes off of like social media posts and how often you guys post certain events. And that actually like brings the attention to the public. I'm not sure if that's how that works or not. So you can brief me on that if you want to.
Sure. Yeah. In the past, it was all about ratings and it still is, to a large degree.
Okay.
It's for our on-air product, that we have, it's still, it's still like the Nielsen survey, and we still have several times a year where we are in a sweeps period, and that's where like all the information, where the ratings companies, they go about and they gather all their information. November is one of those times a year where they do that, and you'll see during that time, a lot of stations will put out special reports and stuff like that. And, and do like a lot of interactive stuff, surveys and stuff like that, to get people to watch during that time. And now the difference with, online social media, stuff like that. It's obviously not about, they go about it in a different way.
Of course.
A lot of it has to do with like likes and shares and stuff like that. The amount of likes you get. Our website, they track the number of people who are logged onto our website throughout the day. So that's, mm-hmm. Something that they, keep very, close ties on. And, they use that, information is very valuable to our salespeople. They go out and they try to sell our product, and that's how the money is made, and that's basically how we stay on the air through that process.
It's actually very interesting, because I actually never knew like 100% how specific radio stations are always keeping the attention of the public eye, and which actually leads me to my next question, because I've never asked this question to anyone who works in radio, and I've always wanted to ask this question. How do you guys know when a certain event happens, or if it's a tragic event, or if it's a sporting event or something? How do you guys plan on that day to go out and shoot certain events? I've always wondered that.
We have an assignment person, and they basically gather, a lot of organizations will send us press releases, mm-hmm. When they have an event, and we keep that in a file, and when that event comes up, somebody is scheduled to go cover it, and other things like we have we just keep up with the schedules of all the local city councils and the school boards and when they have their meeting, and you know, a lot of times we, you know, a lot of times, you know, the public is helpful. They'll call us and say, hey, you know, something interesting is probably going to happen at tonight's, Ohio County School Board meeting or something like that.
Sure.
And we'll go cover it. And, we have several scanners, police scanners and, stuff like that in our newsroom. So if, there's breaking news, if there's a big fire or a big accident, you know, we hear it over there, or maybe somebody will call the station and let us know. And, you know, we find out about that stuff that way.
Yeah, no, of course. Honestly, you answered that very well, because I for years, I've never actually understood. Like, I mean, you know, especially when I was a kid, I always wondered how like all like of the meteorologists and like all of the news people actually knew like when certain stuff happened or how that works. So yeah, it was very interesting to learn about actually just now. That was really cool. So. Now I'm going to ask you this. So in all your 25 years of working as a radio or a cameraman, what would you say in all your 25 years was your biggest career accomplishment that you are very proud of, that you are just, you know, like ecstatic about, and that you are just, you know, you have a lot of honor about, is my question.
I don't know. That's a, you know, kind of a tough, question. I did, receive an AP award, it's been a few years ago,
sure.
For, a video on a breaking news story. So that was kind of neat. And just kind of anytime, you know, you hear, you know, something positive from the, you know, from the community about, you know, a story that you did or something like that. It's, you know, that's always a big thing. It's like I said, it's been a long time. So it's kind of tough to narrow that down to like, you know, to one thing, but there's been a lot of stories over the years. If you realize a story is helpful to somebody, you know, that somebody benefited from a story you did, that's something that's always a great feeling.
Oh yeah, of course. I understand what you're saying. I would also feel a very great sense of I don't know if you'd call it honor or just pride, and just, you know, having to, like, you know, having to make people feel better about themselves in certain ways, you know, and knowing that you did that is just a big accomplishment alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this is actually is my last question, and then we're gonna hop off here because we're almost out of time. So of all of the things you've done, and you've been here for 25 years, would you say in the next 7 years that you're going to work in the same spot or in the same environment you are now, or like, you know, here in the next 7 or 10 years, do you see yourself going into something else, like, you know, like possibly retirement or something like that? Or do you see yourself still working there in 10 years from now?
Well, I don't really see myself retiring anytime soon, and I wouldn't want to, because I, you know, like I said, I still do, you know, enjoy the job and I enjoy being out there. Like I said, things have changed, you know, so quickly over the years, as far as technology and, even the job itself. You know, mm-hmm. when I first started, there was like a big, you know, division between what a camera person would do and
yeah,
what a reporter would do.
If you don't mind if I interrupt you, sir, for a second. So, based off what you just said, so question, so when you first joined the radio community that you're into now, did you guys have a lot of employees back then, or was it a lot short staff compared to what it is nowadays?
We had, I would say we had more employees back then, and, you know, technology it played a big part in that. You know, you used to have like a full studio crew with people running studio cameras and stuff like that. And that's all automated now, and
right.
we don't have as many camera people now as we used to, because we basically do, or some of us basically do, the same job as a reporter.
Sure.
Like now
sure.
I have to go out and I'll have to like conduct interviews, and I'll actually have to write the story when I get back. Sometimes I put my voice on a story, and that's something that I would never have done when I first started in the business.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, a lot of job consolidations, a lot of technology, has done, I would say that we definitely have less employees than we did before, but there are, you know, new and different types of opportunities with like the online and social media aspect of the job now.
Well, and sure. And even though you don't have as many camera people as you did, you do have, you guys still do internships, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We do.
Okay. Now, and of course, I was just going to ask, if you guys actually do a lot of internships, especially nowadays, like compared to what you did back then, like high school people directly out of high school who get into the job in the work field, are you guys looking more towards college students who have more of a degree level? You know what I mean?
Well, for an internship, it's mainly like college students that are doing it for credit, and stuff like that, as usually as part of a class. They're looking for somebody who is in probably like their, at least second to third year in a broadcast or communications, program.
Sure.
So that's where the internships start there. And like I say, they usually are for credit, and they're affiliated with, whatever college the particular person happens to go to.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, Danny, we are out of time currently. I really enjoyed this interview with you today, buddy. I hope to talk to you in the future about some future events here on campus. If you're willing to come on the radio and talk about some more things, I'd be happy to talk with you again. But in general, I had a great time talking with you today.
Okay, so did I. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. And anytime, just let me know.
Of course. Alrighty, well, West Liberty, I hope you guys enjoyed this broadcast today. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We're college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Tune in on WGLZ radio more often to hear more podcasts and more interviews with future faculty and students and for more events that are going to be happening here on campus, so you guys know about it. Anyhow, we're going to cut that short, and we're going to get off of here now. So, Danny, have a good day, buddy.
Hey, you too. Take care, Chris.
Take care.